Yes, we was in Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Is life good? Is God good? Is He good indeed? Is God good? Now you can read of your neighbor and tell them how God is good.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to be moving on
in
the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And we thank God for the good time He's given us, that He's given us.
And
we are going to move on with our journey of heaven. But I have a thought.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I think let's not just call it a thought. Let me bring of the mindset of God this time. Praise Jesus so much. I would have thought like this. Can you check yourself, see whether you're still in faith? You know, many times we walk on this world and others we come for fellowship, but most of us are no more in the faith, and we remain in the bandwagon. We go with the groups
and
you follow the group. That thing,
it
reaches on the many people. And people already got out of faith. Yet because of the group, and by the name they first retained that they are born again. And they knew of them that they were meant to fellowship. And now they fear to cast aside that word. And what they do, they remain coming for fellowship. But they are no more in the faith. That too is very dangerous. How will they sound the village when I no more go for fellowship? And the brethren used to see me. And you remained coming.
But
truly, what we study, you no more have space to put them.
And you
cold. You were like food which has outlived a week. It's like food which taken a month. It's so the matoke banana food. You need to eat it, you chew, and even the jaw gets cold immediately. Have you ever seen someone getting cold like that?
When
you preach the gospel with them, you feel them.
Even
though you speak with them, you feel them. And they got cold. Because they may speak with strength of food at that moment.
Pretending,
and they pretend, but
reality,
they remain following the group. And you check that self and you see of that. I would have brought it at this thought.
You know,
God tells us what is called the mindset of Christ. We must have the thoughts and the mindset of Christ. And the two and the three scriptures we support
with.
We have Philippians, where we say we have to have the mindset of Christ. And we have the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But this is the thought. It remains still a word of God. But I would have brought it as a thought that you can lay your heart to it. Truly, can you check yourself there? I can give you like 5 minutes to move out, think over that. You really think of that. Truly, am I still in the faith?
This
scripture, you go out and think of it.
Okay.
So in Corinthians 13, verses 5,
it
says this on that issue.
2 Corinthians
chapter 13, verse 15.
Mwekebere mweka, obanga muri mukukiriza. Mwekeme mweka. Obate mwetegeera mweka, nga Yesu Kristo ali mu mwe. Wabula, ngamuli abata siemi bwa.
Agambi, examine yourself.
This is
yourselves.
Mwekebere mweka.
Whether you are in the faith.
Oba mukyali mukukiriza.
Prove your own selves.
Mweka kase mwenyini.
Know you not your own selves?
Mutemwesulanga.
How that Jesus Christ is in you?
Kristo ali mumwe.
Unless you are.
Okuja konga.
Counterfeit.
Mwa kwa dechigezo.
Kwega mangoli yao.
You're there.
Wa bana. You
got cold, yet you're still here.
Na hizi. Kwa deda chikatamse.
May I give you 5 minutes?
Mutamba tamba.
Walk outside.
So what if it's
5 minutes? No problem.
There's
no problem. You put your books down there, move around and think over that word, over yourself. You have your freedom 5 minutes. Speak with God in any way.
Check whether you're
in the faith or not.
Bible
says, in Romans 10:17, that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So,
you still hear that word and sit in you?
Please
leave your seat. As
you still
that word, you fail to act upon it.
Bible,
James 5, without works is dead.
Mazima furu knowledge ni nache mfuse.
Full knowledge. Hold the light of knowledge. You think of that. Like 5 minutes.
We
speak it with your colleague. Carefully. That word has come. People sit in the truth and they get cold. And they totally get cold.
And those
who preach the normal preach.
And
the followers are following. Sing with much strength in praise and worship. And they got cold.
Those
who came early, they no more come early. In some early because of strength. But the spirit never comes early. Let's think over that word.
It's
5 minutes.
Check
yourself, see whether you're still in the faith. Faith comes from hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17 tells us. At the same time, faith without works is dead.
We
studied so far 1.5 years. We studied the full knowledge. Check yourself and see. As the light of knowledge shining, is it working? We studied much of our homes, of our work,
moving
on to understand God. Always recall the call of the nation. Is it making meaning or not?
At
the time you spent saved, ever since I got saved, am I still in the faith? You know our Lord, Holy Spirit, when he was in him, when he was in Luke 18, when the Son of Man will come,
you
find the faith on the earth.
He spoke
of the faith which comes from hearing his word. Faith must be backed with actions, the acts of righteousness.
Now,
the Bible has many words of faith. But did you do all of them?
Or
you gave answers to some people?
That
scripture is of another person.
It
speaks of the other person.
So,
you think of yourself. Minutes are about to finish.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. You know, you remember in Judges, the man Gideon, that servant of God. He went to have many men as they headed onto the war. When you read Judges 9, and those many men he had, you can come back. Take that thought very major. If all time you can apply it to your life, check yourself, see whether you are still in the faith. Not many get in the faith all their days. Many get out of the faith. The Holy Spirit speaks openly in the first Timothy 4. That in the latter days, many will abandon the faith and they follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. But I've been giving you the other words, which is in Judges. The servant of God, Gideon, he had thousands of men and women. And based on them, he thought you are going to redeem Israel together. If they were those who had gotten afraid yet, they didn't want to show it. And they were not in the faith. But took them to drink water as dogs. To test them, those who will be able to minister. What surprises on entire nation? Only 300 remains. Only 300. And they say, whoever is afraid,
now
and you feel you've gotten weakened, you chase yourselves, go back to your homes. They were there, but let's go. Group influence. They are moving. The group is moving. Those who showed the physical fear, they went back to their homes. They are already afraid. And there are those who is refused. Those are the ones they took at the river. And they tested them. And friends, still there were others who were there.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
So, such a long year.
Now, it's not good when you're just there following. But it's good you to realize you're still in the faith. For you're saving your own spirit. Your own spirit and the others will hear from you.
To
preach to the others, yet yourself, you are not in the faith. I don't expect you have any meaningful seed you saw in them. You know, anointing comes from you preaching. If you preach someone yourself, you're not in faith. You're not in the faith of the word of God. It's hard for someone to be planted even for 5 days. Many times God meets those people and takes them elsewhere. That he can give them a word which will grow all their days. But it's good to check all the time, see whether they're still in the faith.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. You know, many things have passed in this world which have appeared like faith. In them are miracles and things like that. You may go to Bukalango right now. Truly, you may think people there are in the faith.
You
may find them praying and they are falling down.
And
demons are in them, they are growing on the floor. Others are prophesying. Others speak tongues.
And
you may think the faith which is here. Go back, check whether it's the faith which is in hearing the word of God. Whether what's done is what is in the word of God. Now that journey is long. I cannot discuss it right now. But it's been good. We get that mindset within you. See, you check yourself, see whether you're still in the faith. Not many of the people who can do and act on this word. And not many have such a thought. of checking themselves always. Many of
them say that
we
need to keep it.
Many times we wait to be checked. Is it not that? Many times we wait others to check us.
For
the one who checks you, you may not believe him. He may tell you get angered.
For
maybe you perverted it a long time yet you don't know of it.
And
when they tell you, you get anger immediate. And you begin to get angered over there. For you've never minded to check yourself. You've never thought much of it. It's just very far from you. But draw it near to yourself. It will do a work in you. It will bring all time when you hold assurance in yourself. If you yourself, you are assured of yourself. Truly, though they come for me right now, I can go to the kingdom of heaven. Don't walk when you can't check yourself. Every minute is required of you. Then
it
means you can check the words you're going to speak and you see whether they're in the faith. It seems a small word, but it's what holds what is hoped for. What do you hope for? You know, we hope for many things in the world, but at the end, what's the best? Eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. And that exact is what holds it. Imagine something which opens or closes doors, that you've not passed of it, yet you don't even think of it. You think, how is that word? Let's expect, you expect much. You have things you are in need of in this life. Expect to go to the kingdom of heaven. Imagine what holds all them to stand.
You
don't check to prove you have it.
Now
let me give an example. When you go in the bank, you expect much there. But threatening, you've forgotten. There is your ATM card you've forgotten. Or you've forgotten your secret code. You expect the money is there, yes.
Maybe
you forgot the main thing which accesses the money.
You know,
though you have billions of money on the account, now when you forget your account, what follows? You go to the bank where they open to be given back to you? How many times can you trouble them then? Every day you're forgetting it. Let's call it a key. Going back home to sleep. It's late in the night, you're tired. You closed and you threw the key. Now when you reach there, others say, I break the door. The problem in the kingdom of God is nothing you can forcefully break through by force. For it's not by power.
That's
not whether you've thought of that word. But what meaning does even service have? Even that we go into what holds it is what we are speaking of. That's the word which is beaten this world. Never to check yourself whether you're still in the faith.
He said,
when the Son of Man will get back, will he find faith on the earth?
You
know, he himself is the one who fulfills our faith. Now that one is broad. The one who comes to God is required of them. First, believe that God is there. Though you want to go and you have no faith, it's hard. Let us think of that word, brethren. The one who wants to come to God, whether going to ask him or do anything before him, one of the things you've got to have is to first believe he's there. Jesus. Perhaps you will build it. Let's ask the Holy Spirit. Each one of us. Put that word in our mindset and thoughts every time. Check ourselves, see whether we are still in the faith.
If you're
going to get angered, you first check whether you are still in the faith. If you see scriptures allowing you to get angered, if that anger takes how long? For
the
scriptures accept you to get angered. But they tell you, don't accept the sun fall down over your anger. But you have to check what sun.
Another day,
let me get angered from morning to the 6 in the evening when the sun is falling down. After it falls, when it's falling down, I'll get out of the anger. I stop getting angered. Friends, the sun is the Christ. And it's the word of God. Accepts to get angered to where? You get angered, you abuse, speak vulgar in your time.
But
because the sun is not yet fallen,
things
we have to do yet they are done under faith.
I have
to first check, prove whether I am still in the faith. Whether you are just borrowing money, you may remember a scripture. He who borrows is the servant of the one who has lent them. You know you entered servant slavery. You have to work with strength to get out of it. And if you go to ask or tell him,
the
scripture I stand in to borrow is this one.
He
borrows is a servant, the one who lends them.
Ask,
help me get out of that slavery issue this time.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
But if we walk like that, how would we have been?
They're
going to borrow from your brethren. And they shouldn't make you a servant, a slave.
Says
the one he made free, why do you make them a slave?
Now
you borrow them in what conditions?
Scriptures
in Deuteronomy.
Says,
lend your brother but don't attach profits on that.
Even
the one who borrows, let them bring back in the right time. There never appears a
wrong.
Many things speak of this faith. I can't speak much of them today.
And
move on, ask the Holy Spirit build that word in you. It ends where? Many times there are things God commands you to do.
But
if you're not in the faith, it's hard to do them.
Tugambe.
For an example, you brought a brethren in this place. And brethren spent 2 days they get angered. Or you've been making them sleep in your home. And the rich tell you, give me money, I leave your place to go. The question is, can you give them money?
If they
rejected truth, they say, Satan, give me money, I go. I go rent elsewhere. Do you give them money? In the faith you're made to give them. But they give a script, there's a scripture which makes me give them.
It
will tell them, give water to the evil and heap coals of fire on their heads. In the faith, but without faith, I can't do that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the faith, I'm meant to do it. Ask God for I do it to what level?
Yes,
praise Jesus. If it's my brethren, I've been with them for a long time. And they get out of the faith. But they ask me for capital. Do I give it to them? In the faith, I don't give it to them. Why? People like those don't even eat with them. What does that bring you understand the word faith where it goes? Moves in our entire life. It's a powerful word indeed. The power which is the extreme. It overcomes many things which are like troubles. Yet all are praised because of faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All are suppressed
and they weaken. The pride are put low because of faith. The Bible speaks. After we enter them in faith,
and
we punish their unbelief. Now what's moved there? But let me end there. May God bless you by that word. And may you be pure by understanding it and implementing it. It's a thought which comes from God to come our way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and a Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base in the new generation with the full knowledge of God. It's an international ministry. You minister the gospel understood in heavens and the earth, and which is preached to all creations. We want to move on, preach you the journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who live before us. And we who are living now.
And
those going to come to the region of Christ's coming. And we are right in the first created heaven, in the realm above. It's the heaven we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We move on to see the seven seals of the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We head on to the second part. On the second seal of the spirit of understanding. With this group of angels, Gabriel, who spread the word of God. And remember yesterday we ended somewhere.
But
we look at second group of angels. The angels Gabriel, those who spread the word of God, and they walk under the spirit of understanding, the second seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We understood well. Anytime we open this seal, we are going to see words of understanding. And how can we reach into the understanding?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And how can we seal ourselves and to seal all our entire visions?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we understood very well that unto us, the children of God, we
yearn
to understand God. We base in the seal of the spirit of understanding. The second seal. In it is the group of angel Gabriel. Those who spread the word of God. Praise Jesus so much. According to what's in Isaiah, we have begun like this. Isaiah 29, from verses 9.
Isaiah, Isaiah 29. Isaiah
29 from verses 9.
Mulindirire mwewunye, mwesimire ddala, muziba amaaso. Batamidde naye sina mwenge, batagata naye sina kitamiiza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Once you are sealed, when
under the seal
of
the spirit of understanding
and
the group of angels Gabriel,
and
now you understood when you open their seal, you see angel Gabriel,
and
he's given to take away peace,
and
he's given a big sword.
But
that sword is of the word of God.
That
if the word of God is not on the world,
there
is no peace on the world.
For
it's peace that when you know the truth, the truth will set you free.
So,
now to see peace ceasing to be on the world, the word of God must be reducing. And in the latter days, when Jesus will be on the way coming back, there will not be preachers, and death will be much by then. And the other, this death appears to be of two types: that of the spiritual world, destroy you when we give you a wrong gospel. If someone brings a wrong gospel, they can kill.
And
if the right gospel ceases to be in the world, it's hard to have the peace. But the gospel is what holds: don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery. Things which take off, which cause chaos in the world. And if those commands are not on the world, let me tell you, there will not be peace. Why is this spoken that under the seal people stagger
much?
Apostles and pastors,
if
they can't move under spirit of understanding,
if
armies of angel Gabriel stop working with them,
moving,
spreading the word of God,
it means they
will not be able to explain the word. They are in scriptures staggering through them.
And
can't bring and give you a clear word your way, and they appear as if they are drunkards in that word. These days speak the scripture different, and another comes speaks it different, and they are staggering like that. Let's move on. We hear Isaiah
29
verse 10.
Kubanga mukama afuse kumwe omoyo ogw'otulo otungi, era azibye amaaso gammwe, bannabbi n'emitwe gyammwe abalaguzi agibiseeko.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much. This staggering, it will be that already prophets have seals. Now, scriptures are sealed and they can no more explain them. And they are not helped even with the angels Gabriel through the visions or the dreams or through the trance, or there appears the Azotar who are addressed to speak with them through the Urim,
to
throw scriptures in them and explain them, or to give them the Thummim,
that
which can project a video and audio and the words to move on to explain. Now we find if we don't understand this seal, the seal of spirit of understanding, and the group of angels Gabriel, those spread and cause understanding of God's word,
we
find and prophets they seem sleeping.
And
ministers hold a spirit of sleeping. Find the way you see scriptures in the Bible are many. But the pastor tells you, let me separate myself to look for the words.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus.
To
it doesn't see it. But when you look at the Bible, it's filled of scriptures. What causes him not to see? For when he speaks, he says the word is not more in heaven. We want to set someone bring it for us.
But
it tells us it near our mouth.
We
are to speak it as it is.
Someone
separates in a room to look for verses to preach.
They are
looking for the words.
They
might sleep on the servants and ministers today.
But
most of them left, shifted from God long time. They wake up to plot how to warn you. And he sits on the Bible and thinks. And he searches out. And he falls on a scripture. And he invents things over that scripture. And he comes, you think God has given him. And you see him staggering just. When he preaches you in the spirit, you can check him and notice one is just staggering through the word. Let's move on with
here.
The reason comes from what? The seal. The second seal of the spirit of understanding and the group of angels Gabriel, those who spread the word of God. When you
not
already,
they
have still most of more understand. We want this new generation to have people we will let well with the spirit of understanding
and
the group of angels Gabriel
to help
understand truth of the word of God. Us to make us free. Church has suffered much on the mountains, in the valleys, in the fastings, in the many things, but they come from not knowing truth. To enter into total understanding. It's what troubles us.
We
fought wars which seem spiritual.
Tell
you and they were physical. Yet we made them appear spiritual.
Times
you've held praying and you felt your whole self physically pressing him. But what troubles you? You never understood the warfare, how it moves. Let's move on with here.
Isaiah, esole ya bilimu mwenda, nolo njiri lwa kumina rumu.
Isaiah 29, verse 11.
Nokole seboko na kufuse jemuli, ngevi gambe vyo mchitavo, evisi waka kabonero. Abantu chebawa omundo ya igirizibwa, ngabo geranti, soma chino, nkwega iriti. Nayo geranti, siyi inza, kubanga chisibwako akabonero.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bible yono yona itamukole sebo.
This entire Bible passed through the vision.
What is the way
the vision, the dream, the trance, the azota, the urim, and the thummim. The problem, it's appeared as a book having seals right now.
That way again, I'm Bible college.
They give it the one who has gone to the Bible college.
And they
reach to the level of a doctor of the Bible. The doctor of a Bible.
But
give him a word, tell him, read here. And it tells you that word is sealed. Let me tell you that word, leave it alone, my child. The books you have to give up on. Now the book of Revelation, give it up, my child.
There
are words they never teach of them all along.
You
may ask someone, where is the garden of God? Even though they have studied where, I prove they're going to stagger. And they no more know where the garden of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
now we find ourselves because those seals are on the book. And the spirit of understanding has not helped us to take them off. We've not worked with the group of angels Gabriel, those in charge of bringing understanding of scriptures. Right there, church, we find the problem. Let me tell you even a single word. The word church. That explain us what is church. How is it built? And they can never. If you think I'm lying, where were you explained of that? But was it not a work of gathering the church?
If
you are going to build a church,
But
we hear in Ephesians 2, Ephesians 5,
25-27.
Christ is coming back for the church.
He's
going to introduce you as a holy, clean church. Ask, who is this church? Yet that too is not explained.
There
you have the Bible in the world.
There's
nothing you reach into that you've understood it.
Before
they ever gathering and they are learning. Yet they don't reach in understanding.
Nothing
you reach that you've understood this. Let's see it. Second Timothy 3, verse 6.
Kubanga kwabo, bebantu abasensera mu nyumba, ne banyaga abakazi abasirusiru, abazitowerera ebibi ebingi. Abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu. Olunyolo musango. Abayiga bulijjo, ne batayinza ennaku zonna okutuuka kutegeerera ddala amazima.
You hear the problem, which is every time they're learning, they are learning.
When
you gather close to 30 years, the one who gathered a few years, it's 5 years. But you gather every day. If they tell you, born again, come. Explain us what is heaven.
In your
5 years or 10 or 20 or 5 or 3 years, explain who are the angels. But what surprises most is really the spirit of understanding there.
It
means the seal of spirit of understanding. It has not been opened. And angels Gabriel are not with us. For that one who spread and the caused understanding of God's word.
Until
you can always gather. Give me, you testify of this. Because I
want
that whether you reach of understanding anything there. Whom I believe now. Who is God? Can I explain him how he began to exist? And how?
This is
God Jesus.
How
can I explain him? How comes he to be God? Or if they
ask
you for one thing, Jesus is the Son of God or not? But that
we
have failed to understand it.
Now,
where they come in the Holy Spirit, that he too is God.
Explain
your God, yet you can't explain him.
It's
what I say under the second seal of the spirit of understanding. And the group of angel Gabriel, those who bring and call the spirit of the word of God to understand it. It's hard if it's not open. If you don't understand it in your life that it's there, that you need to understand. At least you concentrate on one issue, you understand it. And you handle another to understand it.
This
there is much confusion on the baptism. And another place, we baptize either in the name of Jesus
or
in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That
too
is a confusion to them.
The
name of Jesus is the one of the Father, is of the Son, is of the Holy Spirit.
They
have the other in the first John. Chapter 5, verse 7, that the three agree.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
So, today,
now it means
there
is a point church has been.
I
don't know which church or religion or salvation,
but
nothing you've reached into understanding it. When they reach to say that this one, they can't explain the first thing. And you've been moving through it all your life, but you cannot explain it. That's what they call the seal of spirit of understanding and the group of angels
covering.
Those were meant to help us bring understanding of Holy Scripture. Most people say, why do we study those seals? Those are some of our problems under the sun. The seals on the word of God. How can we help to be opened of them? Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I will pour my spirit on you. He will draw you to understand my words. Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I will pour my spirit on you.
He
will draw you to understand my words.
We are
under the spirit of understanding.
We
study the spirit is brought, and in him are seven spirits. And now we look at the spirit of understanding and the group of angels
gathering,
those who work under that spirit. You see, they bring understanding. Now ask church in this time, for it is very tragedy. We must have gotten the full understanding.
And
we no more just sit and you gather and you go back.
Don't
have anywhere you've reached in understanding. At least ask your brethren and sisters. Tell them how you understood this an issue. Pray to see the side.
Move,
revise to the card of this word. The problem is that there has been a weakness from reaching understanding.
Even
though you go to what Bible college, or you go to Bible university, theology college, and all of them, you come out not understanding.
It
may come with you the most foolish. You are the one who contends and argues against the Bible. You know they go aside and they fail to understand some words and they begin to say, this book, the Bible,
according
how we study reached here, it's no more right. We need to write a new book. Most people come out with their God rather foolish and they abuse over words they don't understand. But it's the book you keep in the land. For the spirit of sleep is much on them. For to wake up,
it's
to get understanding of God's word, it's to get knowledge. That is the waking up. And you're not sleeping. And you say, now I see.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
So
much.
You're not to know some come out.
All we have to ask God help us.
Those
who started Bible college,
Baba one day,
even them the book they say it is sealed.
You
can ask them where is, do you find hell? And if they read, they cannot show it to you. Find a man with a congregation of people, tens of thousands. But it will be
believed
that demons came from hell and they attacked church. Now hell, it became like a spell.
That
demons come out and attack church. They can't open and they say now, I am the one preaching hell. You the people, you go to hell. Now hell, they have run from there. But
yes,
a congregation is teaching demons to them.
But
you ask him, what demons are you teaching? Those of the dead. They didn't go to hell. Where do they live even? Don't you know where they live? They live in a shrine. You tell us we shall go to heaven. Those who don't believe go to hell. They say to go to heaven. They did go to hell. Those who teach of their who? The demons. They call them Nabuzana, and the list is endless. And Jesus, yet himself, he has a problem. That is, time is the one who saveth wise. Jesus reached the world, he said, these are the blind girls. They were not blind physically like this. They have what they speak. And they clothe their garments. They want to be called rabbi. Everywhere they pass. Wait for them, bishop. But they were the ones teaching. Imagine the situation we are in today. And the one teaching you a demon, when you ask him what is a demon, and he tells you, the one of your father died, your uncle, Muganda, your brother, and the others. They didn't go to hell. They didn't go to hell. It means hell is not there. Now what does he answer you there? He can tell you it's not yet reached. Even perhaps not reached yet.
When the church
speakers go to heaven, they go. Those going to hell, they are going. What is this?
I tell
you, you give the book to the land.
Impact university.
Bible universities. One of the ones they say is the best impact Bible university. We have even these elders.
The Presbyterians.
The elders. Argue with the Holy Spirit is not there. That's what they say. These are learned scholars of the Bible.
If you've not been taken off the seal of spirit of understanding, the second seal
of the group of angel Gabriel, there you will never understand. Praise Jesus. One day I was on a radio station on the inner man. They have a program of asking questions. They asked them a question. He was asked, explaining how people, when they check from the body where they go. And he said, those who check from the body, they don't go to heaven. And in heaven, they are not people there. But they are taken in a place called the garden. He doesn't know where that place is. Now you think, what are we up to on this world? And those leading us speak such words. Don't know what's next. It reaches where? It means Enoch did go to heaven. They tell us was taken by God. Where does God live? Understanding captures all things like this. And it wants them already just humbled. Capture all the wisdom. And makes it rubbish. Of the children of men. The one preaching to you, don't you know where they are taking you? But
it
preaches with strength of physical strength much. And they begin to act from
when they go home,
they wonder. These people.
What so they
treated them a prayer a week going. And where, how do we live there?
He teaches
and he puts it aside.
I think the one we are preaching
like that.
Even
the body of heaven.
You don't know how
you go to heaven, whether with this body. It's hanging there. Now imagine.
University, the one who studied in the Bible University.
And they say they give it to the land.
No,
and they tell them, teach me, explain me this. And they say, Friend,
kiriko
I don't understand the words.
Akati atasoma yake
na now the illiterate will do what?
Gwakungana obukungana.
You will just covers.
Sichoche tubatwetaga omoyo
wokutegeera. That's why we need the spirit of understanding.
Atuli atu gireko siru
yitisirwe of that seal for us.
Naita mchimia cha mureka
gabudi. When he passes through the group of angels Gabriel.
Ongere okutulitira okutegeera ebigambo
bya Katonda. Bring understanding of the word of God.
Wanga yogera mungere sule soka bilisa.
Speaks in Proverbs 1:23.
Ndimo mukirizo kuninya
kwa. You accept my rebuke.
Baiwe kwa moyo wangu.
I will pour my spirit on you.
Bali tutegeera ebigambo
bya. He will draw you to understand my words.
Then wanwa chetulira moyo
wokutegeera. Here is the spirit of understanding.
When
we ask the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
when
we just want to know and understand the word of God,
a
branch of concentrated the spirit of understanding,
we
ask the group of angels Gabriel,
bring
understanding of scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So shall I
now, that's why he speaks like this. If you this book to the land,
again, Bible University,
the one who went to Bible University and theology colleges, when you reach that one, the follower then.
Then
Richard said the Bible is for the pastors.
It's
for the pastors.
Though
we read in it, you can't understand. Pastor will come tomorrow and explain them to us.
This is where
you move and you say, I have the Spirit of God. Now, what is he doing in you?
Is he
just sleeping within you, useless, doing nothing for you?
Isaiah 29,
verses 12.
Nebamuwa ekitabo oyo atayigirizibwa. Ngaboogera nti, soma kino, nkwegayiridde. Nayo geranti siyigirizibwanga. Oluyo 13.
Bawa atakola ki? Atagena ko Bible
college. The one was never going to the Bible college.
Tagena ko kuyigirizibwa
ko. Never going to be taught in anything.
Kumanyi bangi tukwasu kuna ku certificate.
Many of us didn't study to get certificates.
Sichecho?
Is it not that in the Bible?
Manyi
you know when we used to be out there fellowshipping. They told us
we have to
try to get a certificate to minister. Those learned are the ones wise. Yes, does it mean like that?
It means
to get the Holy Spirit to get wise.
To
get understanding of the word of God. Not many of them when you look at the disciples. Not many of them went in those schools. But they moved with the Christ Jesus. He was the one who held the Spirit of God. And he explained the word of God. And them too awaited for the Spirit of God. And they spoke the word with power. Bible says that they moved on proclaiming the word of God. When you put it in that you're going to get wisdom from Bible college, then to get understanding from there you not you need the Spirit of God.
Isaiah 29 verse 13. No kuntia kwawe kiragiro ky'abantu kyebayigirizibwa. Olunyolo 14. Kale laba ngenda okukola omulimu ogw'ekitalo mu bantu bano. Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero. Amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira. N'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kuli kwekebwa.
Yes, he was
well. Praise Jesus so much.
Ekiseera kitulimu.
In the time we are into.
Because
men have been coming to God. And they gather it, they don't want to understand him. And they don't want to reach into understanding over any issue. Yet they honor him with the lips.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, he was
praise Jesus. God is good. That's all.
And
they go back like that.
And they come
all of their years.
But which
is God we worship, who is he?
Who
is God?
How
did he begin to exist?
And
where did he begin from?
That
one they don't want to know. But he says, in this time, understanding of those who claim to be wise is destroying it, brings the real understanding. And
here
he has to come command by command.
All
those in this field
have
held in the rhythm of the word of God.
For
when the Holy Spirit of understanding made this seal,
he made one
thing, he scattered scriptures in different books of the Bible,
which
have to be joined on another to order them, bring to you the real
lights,
take off the seals to reveal for you,
and you
see things how they
are, to be
joined on the angels Gabriel,
take
you the vision, dreams and the trance,
on
explain you as things they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
Now that way,
is what
refuses us to understand the Bible because of that seal.
That
the seal of understanding,
you're
joined 2 to 4 commands, even above.
You have to
get 2, 4 and above scriptures.
Please
have you the Old and New Testament.
You
have to get the different books.
Let's read in
Isaiah
28, verse 9.
Isaiah
28 from verses 9.
Praise
Jesus.
Who
will he explain what is preached?
Who will
cause to understand?
The one
who bring knowledge to.
No, he says, yes,
they are preached.
But
to bring the understanding of them.
Preaching
is moving on.
In the world, you can't say people
have not preached the gospel.
They are
preached.
Another
can preach to
you. They preach.
Yet what he preaches, you don't
understand.
He too doesn't understand them, yet he's just reading them.
Yesu.
Jesus.
John
14,
verse
6.
Yesu.
Jesus is the way
to life.
Have you heard it?
Yesu.
Jesus is the way to truth and the life.
To
bring you understand that.
The one
preaching, he reads and he preaches.
He can
add in his own as he wants.
But
you bring to understand how he is the way.
And
why is he the
truth? And
why is he the
life? How
comes he is the
life?
That is a journey.
Guru,
heaven
is
our home. Where do you pass to go
there?
How does it look?
Those are
what
made happy,
but they spoken and preached you heaven.
Angel
of God,
and where is
he? He serves us. Who and which one? And how do they do it?
He
has to read today. The preacher has arrived. He's speaking now. What does he understand?
I
was in my bedroom.
And
they open the Bible like this.
And
they put on the scripture. Hebrews
1.
The 14th.
Somerai.
Read for me.
No, soma.
And you read.
Aniku
Who of the angels ever said, oh, my son, they have begotten you?
Bonna.
All.
Bonna.
Have you had all?
See,
and they have not spirit sent. And they go to
minister.
Have you had all of them? How many are they? And they do what works. Brought another topic. Now, the first one you forgot it after the year. And the first one you forgot it. This time it comes. God has given us anointing in the night. I want to understand it. Thank God, clap your hands. We're going to share. And he opens it.
Zaburi
Psalms 103.
Verses
20-21.
This
verse, I was there. That's how they speak.
So
you read for me. The angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God,
the angels,
of the spirit of understanding. And the group of angel working under our group. The angels come here. Those who spread the word of God. Don't give yourself to God.
And
you accept His review. And He pours the Spirit.
Positioning,
he wants you to understand His word. There
is
armies of angels to spread it.
Angels
Gabriel. Bring the understanding of scriptures of truth.
I tell you,
end up a liar like them. The problem which is, we have con men who came before, the religious people. Those called to be religious people. Those ones reached and tamed us. And they threatened us with much glories and honor. Everything they speak to me, think it comes from God. You go and clear your roads. That's the sermon. And
it's a
man of God told us, community service. That is the work of local council chairmen.
Bible says
everyone was given a measure of the
gift.
Others who reign and rule, everyone with their administration. We can preach to people here. God says you obey your leaders and authority. And we handle that heading.
How
the sermon of digging the
rocks,
you digging and clear wells?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
What
is this, brethren?
We need
the spirit of understanding.
It's
responsible of the second seal.
It's
on this book, the Bible. Angels who can help us in understanding. The angels Gabriel. What is preached, but not easy to understand them. When the Spirit was bringing the Bible,
He
purified these words 7 times.
But
in purifying them 7 times, all of them.
He
brings in wisdom, understanding, counsel, of power, of knowledge, of fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord.
If you've not aligned well with the Spirit of God, it is hard to understand them.
It's
the book which is lived on the world many years.
But
not what they can sit on and research on it.
And
they reach its research where they end. That we handled searching of God. And it was discovered. God began above the heavens. That one is nowhere.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let's move on with Isaiah. Isaiah 28 verses 10.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono, awo katono. Olunyiriri kumi n'olumu.
Yes, he was here.
Praise Jesus.
Ekigambo kya Katonda engeri y'okukireetamu
kutegeera. The word of God, the way to bring it in understanding.
Obo ino kukwata ebiragiro bisatu.
You have to get three. Two to four commands and above. That's why it's spoken it's command by command. Let's say, if it reaches, I want to chase a woman, I need four commands to accept me do that. One can read Deuteronomy 24. You can write a letter, chase her. That is a command there. When I go, Hebrews 8:7. Praise Jesus.
They say there were things which
were in the Old Testament.
That's
why the New Testament came.
Means
I just pause that command a little.
Deuteronomy 24
to chase a woman as I write a letter for her.
I pause it to see
some of the mistakes in the Old Testament. Which are those? As I reach Matthew 19, Jesus says, because of hardening of your hearts, why Moses commanded you to write that command of chasing a woman. But right from the beginning, it was not like that. Genesis 2 says what? Genesis 2:24.
Man
shall leave his father and mother, and they will become one body with a woman, and no one should separate them.
As they
connect other scriptures and commands coming,
woman
is not required of her to divorce. Now I'm going to chase her. I hear Matthew
9
says, the one who chooses to get another, they have committed adultery, except the issue of adultery. I want to even search about adultery. It's of how many types?
So
there is the adultery of straying from the Lord.
Before
I get you in physical adultery, I can get you through that of straying from the Lord. Commands move on, give lights. And remember, it focuses on scripture by scripture. And the scripture by scripture.
Because
I must have my two scriptures,
2 to 4
scriptures, and above. There I put the spirit of understanding. People, the seals are being taken off by the spirit of God working with us. And the angels
come
and on come in the visions of people, and they move on, make them know, and they add the urines in them.
They
wrote a scripture in you. Read here. Started yesterday, it appears.
You
see how the work eases of ministration.
If
we don't serve alone, but fulfill, and we've had that word,
it's in
Revelation 22, verses 8.
n'olwomwenda
malayika
Gabriel
ng'agamba
kuli
bakozi with those.
Abakwata ekigambo
kya hold on the word of God. Tegeza
tuba tetugenda kukola ffe.
Means we are not going to work alone.
Naye olunaku olumu mutume Paul.
What the apostle Paul.
Yali ayagala okumitinga abatume
abalala. He wanted to meet other apostles.
Naye malayika wa Mukama.
But the angel of the Lord.
Yamugamba asokere mu bayigirizwa.
Told him to first go to the disciples.
Aleme kugenda okusooka mu
kibiina. Not to go first in the congregation.
Olulala yali ayagala kubuulira ku kyali kimu.
One day wanted to preach at a certain village.
Malayika wa Mukama n'amulosa nga talina
kugenda. Angel of God made him dream not to go in that village.
Ate n'amulosa nga alina gy'amulagirira
okugenda. And made him to direct him go to another place.
Ng'eyamaze okutegeka emitima gy'abantu.
Already prepared the hearts of people there. Abo
nibo malayika Gabriel betukola namu mu kubunya ekigambo
kya Katonda. Those are the Gabriels we work with to spread the word of God.
N'okutuyambako mu kutegeeza.
They to help us in spreading it.
Ne tutalwana nnyo muli.
And we don't fight ourselves.
Omanyi singa kati ebanga litwa kamalano singa temunategeera
kababuli would have spent
every tono tono singa temunategeera
would not even have understood even the little
era singa de mwaka kutumaziwa singa temunina byawandikibwa
wandike ya uswedia would not have had scriptures
nayo manya tuyambye
but you know who has helped us
moyo wa Katonda
the spirit of God
moyo wa kutegeera
the spirit of understanding
nekira ba malaika abatukufu
the armies of all angels
malaika Gabriel
angels Gabriel
iranga butusige ekigambo
kya Katonda. When we saw the word of God.
Twenyumirizo okuba n'afukirira.
Boost to have the one to water it.
Omoyo mutukufu
the Holy Spirit.
Ne ba malaika
and the angels.
Ne twenyumiriza mukuweereza wamu nabo.
Boost in ministering with them.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
So ekigambo kya Katonda.
Now the word of God.
Obuyagalo kijjako sirwe.
If you want to take off this seal.
Sirwe yokubiri.
The second seal.
Omoyo wokutegeera.
Of the spirit of understanding.
Atuyambe wako ba malaika Gabriel.
And we are helped from by the angels Gabriel.
Tuba tulina okubanga tumanya omubala ogwo.
We must know that rhythm of the Bible.
Banga mwebakolera sirwe yokutegeera.
Through which they made the seal of understanding.
Bwoba ojijjako bwoto bwosobola ojijjako.
Take it off like this is how you can.
Yengeri gyosobola okubikulira abantu.
The way you can reveal to others.
Era bwoba owulira bwoto.
And if you preach like that.
Anfuwe tugenda zitowererwa.
Then it's going to feel heavy.
N'abantu bwoba owulira tebajja kuzitowererwa.
Even the people you preach to not feel heavy.
Kubanga okola n'omwoyo omutukufu okutegeeza.
With the Holy Spirit in make causing understanding.
Wamu negira ba malaika abatukufu.
Together with armies of all the angels.
Nabo balimu obufunanyizibwa obwo.
Then to have that responsibility.
Bw'okuleeta okutegeera.
Of bringing the understanding to the people.
Jukira bwe twatusoma mu Daniel esule
ye 10. I'm going to read Daniel 10.
Onyoro 19 paka
21.
Malaika Gabriel yayogedde nga agamba.
Jo Gabriel spoke saying.
Naye na kutegeeza.
But I will tell you.
Ebya wandikwa mbyani
ebya scriptures written in the script in the book of truth.
Mulimo gwawe.
It is their work.
Kutegeeza ebya wandikwa.
Make us know the scriptures.
Singa na futukirizo okugondera moyo wa Katonda.
We to accept to obey the spirit of God.
Mujisera kino ngatunulide nnyo moyo wo kutegeka.
Time we look much at the spirit of understanding.
So bwakugamba nti ebiragiro bibiri kubina.
He said 2 to 4 commands.
Kubokula bangutula wansi wo mukono gwa Mukama.
Sit down under the hand of God.
Wansi wo kutesa.
Under the counsel.
Banga tugenda kuolekera ku
sirwe eyo. We have to head to the third seal.
Eyo moyo wo kutesa.
Of the spirit of counsel.
Echinja cha malaika bwa
baby people. Of the angel of the scales.
Abubayi nokaka shangu kakanye.
Those have proved you have humbled aligned yourself.
Ngaba kupimye pimye biro na ebisa.
And they have weighed the season and times.
Mbaso neba bigogenda kugasa
kyenkala. And in the back you to profit to what extent?
Oba bagenda kuwe bigambo bino bitegeera otabuleta
bule. You to give this is what to understand and then you confuse others.
Obo bifule ebibyo.
Or you make them your own.
Wekanga bamalaika bokutegeera tebakuyambira.
Find yourself angels of understanding have not helped you.
Wali ababara embeera zo nokugasa.
Those who target your moods and your profiting.
Mchigambo echo ngabakuletera okutegeera
as they bring the understanding your way
erona atulanga mukama watesize
ebigambo you sit in the counsels of God's words
so wechibe ekiragiro kukiragiro
if it's a command by command
ne ekiragiro kukiragiro
command by command
ebiragiro bibiri kubina
those are 2 to 4 commands
olunyiriri kulunyiriri
scripture by scripture
olunyiriri kulunyiriri
scripture by scripture
zenyiriri bibiri
kubina those are 2 scriptures to 4
webakugamba nti wano kwane wali Katonda.
If they tell you a little here and a little
there. Oyinoku mangu kwasaganya bulungi endagaano
enkadde n'empya. Connect well the Old and the New Testament.
Wano Katono.
Here a little.
Ne wano Katono.
There a little.
Ojja mu kitabo ekimu.
You get from one book.
Ne mu kitabo ekimu.
And from another book.
Oba mu kitabo ekyo kyennyini.
Whether it's the same book.
Ne chapters zenjawulo.
But different chapters.
Tubeera oku kantu kamu. Olumya sitori.
Don't hang on one thing, speak a story over it.
Kati bw'osoma olunyiri olumu.
Then you read one verse.
Ogenda buulira ki ekya Katonda.
You're going to preach what thing which is of God. Once you speak stories over it,
are you
in the faith or outside faith?
For
the command of understanding,
we know
four and above scriptures. Someone reads you one verse. And they speak stories over it. And they speak.
And you laugh.
What are you laughing?
You
are enjoying eating them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
End
with this verse 13.
Isaiah
28, verse 13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama tekiriba kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono, awo katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
It's
a time to capture every religion which has been hiding in God.
That
called salvation. And it's not true salvation.
But the
spirit of understanding has handled that issue.
He's passed
through the second seal. And the group of the angels Gabriel. Those responsible over spreading the word of God. To bring the understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he ends up saying that the understanding of what is preached is to be a sheer terror.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I'll
speak those verses. Let's join them on. Isaiah 28, verses 14.
Isaiah 29, verses 14. Kali, laba. Ngendo kukolo omulimu ogw'ekitalo mu bantu bano. Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero. N'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira. N'okutegeera kw'abakabakaba baabwe kulikwekebwa. Munyole 15.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Nkyekyo kibadde kiyitibwa okutegeera.
That which has been called understanding.
Ekiseera kituusibwa kukweke.
Time has come, they're going to hide it. After we shall be on the networks, we shall handle one by one thing, explaining it in understanding. Just as we study like you've heard, messages will be there as we've been preaching them, and we sit there unto our mediums, and we are there handling every issue. Now he'll do an amazing work. I know God is friend as well. Far better than those who have gone to Bible universities. Here, God tells us the codes of understanding how they are.
If
you want to understand, how do you do it? When you go to Bible college, they don't give you codes of understanding. But it says in verse 19,
Isaiah 19, verse 18.
The
one you conned,
when not be over the
prophets.
Why
do you look at me? Are you the one?
I speak of the
teacher, pastor. People like those,
false ministers.
People you deceive, their ears are going to be open to hear the words.
They
read as they hear and they understand.
The
light will be seeing.
But from
the book, they understand them, they see them.
they will become a problem, then you will understand it. Let's first finish here.
No munyomi akoma nabo bonna abalabirira obutali butukirivu bazikiride
bakati mubaddemu abadde balabirira
obutali butukirivu those who have been watching over unrighteousness
omanyinga bateka mbanna biwo bulimba sente
inject money in the false prophets
omanyi waliyo abantu abalabirira
obutali butukirivu there are people who foresee unrighteousness ate
nawe olabika wabulabirira
you too maybe you have ever supported it
wawanga yo
you used to believe to what was not right
No, I mean, you don't tell you to give
sponsor and righteousness, it grew.
Ngakuwa disibo, omukuba, kuba manager be kanisa,
kuba kungani le. Managers of that synagogue.
Mwemwa wanga ye nyu.
You were the one who gave
ne muri oka mukuzo obulimba.
You raised deception to spread much.
Muno muri mwa ba wanga ye wa ewoku bin.
India and people were giving their money to this place of Mulago.
Ngamula biro obutali
butu. You watch over and righteousness.
Some
of you have been giving up to this place. This one who takes witchcraft back. You have watched
over
and have put in television of unrighteousness. All God has to face them out. When he brings this understanding,
and
we need to work quick.
Everything
you face out, people will not watch the televisions again. False prophets and apostles and ministers, pastors and others like that. Those who have been watching over righteousness, inject money. Sometimes they go to the child of God yourself.
Some of
you are still out there sponsoring it, you have not understood yet. Safety things. Children of God will look for the word of God
and
pulls them down to watch over unrighteousness to sponsor it.
Isaiah 29:21. Abafuula omuntu omusobya mu musango ne bamutegera omutego anenya mu mulyango
akati bakuzula nti kuli mwenjiri
etegere they discover you have some gospel in you
erebe byababeranga kona
mu kibi that happened even on you
naboleta mu kunjiri
eyo musana bring the gospel of life
abatamba kuli kemizimu
they say you having demons They hate you. They press hard on you. After they have much hypocrisy. Don't you speak, we are treating you not well.
Because
you are humble, you don't speak to them. After pressing your heart, and you agree to get ashamed, and they call you now,
we
ask you forgive us. They have been calling you a wizard.
Ne bamutegera omutego anenya mu mulyango. Ne bakyamya omutuukirivu n'ekitaliimu.
Akati kye bakozese bamunanga abaana
bakatonda.
Tebakuwa wadde okutegeera.
They don't give you an understanding.
Naye nga bakukyamya.
But they deprive you.
Yokumu okwagala
Katonda. The more you love God.
Bakukyamya n'akantu katini.
They have part with something small.
Bakuwa bubi na lugoya alegeendeyo wansi mu nyanja
n'akomawo n'ebyambalo. Ocean comes with clothing from there.
My sister, my daughter.
Come here.
The Lord told me
yangambie,
to dress you
okwambaza,
this day.
E,
and I have brought for you
e, related day,
good clothing and wonderful.
It's a miracle of God. He clothes you.
Some
people regret.
He comes with
a shoe and demons at all things.
And
you clothe something wild.
It
might be something very small.
You're
not going to produce it. For you think they are holy just as you are. Think they are merciful like you are.
There's
nothing they want you to understand. They have no spirit of understanding. People who plot the gospel,
they
make the capital to steal from you.
When
you're seeking for God, but God has helped us
under
spirit of understanding.
In
the second seal, we see
and a
group of angels Gabriel,
they are going
to move and look for all
the God
to bring your understanding their way and they can escape from all those problems.
Isaiah 29:22. Mukama yanunula Ibrahimu kyava ayogera ku nyumba ya Yakobo nti Yakobo talikwatibwa nsonyi kaakano so n'amaaso ge tegalikyuka bbala lyago 23 naye bw'aliraba abaana be omulimu ogw'engalo zange wakati mu ye balitukuza erinnya lyange weewaawo balitukuza omutukuvu wa Yakobo era balitekamukira Katonda wa Isirayiri
They
had perverted you in spirit.
And
you have another spirit which you call the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is now coming. Receive the Holy Ghost.
And you're crying.
But
you are understanding. What form of spirit is this?
Then
they were buried into another spirit.
It remained
as if you were in the spirit. With their tongues falling on you. And you begin to bubble them out.
There's
the power you feel clothing you and you're shaking. And
they
say we are in the spirit. It's another spirit you are into.
The second Corinthians 11:1-5.
Another spirit, can you bear that?
They have the church
in spirit.
What was God saying?
This the one you find. They are in the spirit. And praying like that. You
begin
to think you are in another spirit.
We need the Bible.
Don't take me from the spirit. I pray. You are like. That
don't
want to understand claiming you are in the spirit.
And
you are proud.
And because
you lead others to pray.
You lead the intercessors.
Now the Holy Spirit to lead who?
Ngabaku
spirit, the Holy Ghost.
Omzim,
the demon.
But
God is the right moment, time when we are in. The people in the spirit
they are at the Bukalango
up there in the mountain.
It
falls on them and they begin to speak their tongues.
The hardest thing when it's changing.
It's taken you from the Holy Spirit.
It brings
a mood as if you don't change much. It raises levels gradually. You get destroyed gradually.
It turns gradual
to what exactly it is.
For
as it captures you,
in the flow
of the Holy Spirit was
repent.
And you think it's of repentance, real repentancy. Why did you want to be with me? Why do you argue with me? Now you're far in it. No more questions. Even ask anything.
Isaiah, esura ya 29, n'olunyiriri olwa 24.
Isaiah 29:24.
Era n'abo abakyama mwoyo balifuuka abategeevu. N'abo abeemulugunya baliyiga okuyigirizibwa.
Mutufu tubaddeyo n'abakyama mwoyo. Mubaddemu
abeemulugunya. Kati
Yesu kwakukola kyo tubonya.
Tuwatandika
ekkanisa nayo tuli bubi.
We began church but you're treating us badly.
Gwotuletera abasumba abatubba. Yesu bannanga.
Jesus, no, you complaining.
Yesu. Abasumba we babera
abagagga bo. Jesus, your pastors are not the ones rich, we are poor.
Tusaba nabo nayo bo bibagga.
We pray with them, they're the only ones rich.
Muwadde munga bo babera mu kuwemulugunya abantu.
Yeah, people
complain. Yeah, ngami muga nafuna
okutegeera ngali. You're going to get understand like today.
Wano tuli mu moyo
w'okutegeera. We have the spirit of understanding.
Siri ya kubiri.
The second seal.
Ekibinja kya Mareka Gabudieri.
The group of angels.
Bagenda kuyambako abaana ba Katonda.
Help the children of God.
Beyongera okutegeera ekigambo
kya Katonda. Understand the word of God.
Bave mu busibo obwo.
Get out from captivity.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Tujja kudotegeera siri ey'okusatu.
Back understand the third seal.
Siri y'omoyo w'okuteesa.
Seal of spirit of counsel.
N'ekibinja kya Mareka b'ebiro n'ebiseera.
Group of angels of season and time. Angels of scales.